It took Michael Weeks 6 weeks to build his geodesic houseboat. The wooden catamaran is currently docked at Buffalo's canal side for everyone to see. Weeks says he wanted to make sure it was comfortable enough for a tall person like him.
The boat is 19 feet long by 10 feet wide. That's the deck. And the cabin itself is 9 feet wide and 15 feet long, and it has a height of 7 feet 6 inches. I wanted to build a boat that was big enough for a person like myself who's 6 foot 2 without having to bend over like you have to in a sailboat.
Weeks says he plans to dock the vessel in different watersheds around Buffalo until it's time to pack up for the season. He explains its shape provides protection in all weather conditions.
The geodesic dome is used by the federal government like FEMA to house people in cases of natural disaster. So this shape actually has been found to resist high winds, even hurricane force winds, better than any other, and it's because the shape mimics a drop of water or a sphere.
The design is also a tribute to architect Buckminster Fuller, who admired and studied the geodesic shape for years. Weeks says the boat was towed in this time, but usually moves by paddling it like an Italian gondola.
If you notice, in the back deck I have a cleat to accommodate one of these long oars. So by actually standing there, sort of like one of the guys in Venice, you're able to swoosh the oar back and forth in a certain kind of a manner, just like the tail of a fish.
The cabin is equipped with a cooler, a small propane grill, and storage compartments. Weeks says it cost him less than $1,200 to build the boat. He encourages others to build one of their own.
I dream of a Buffalo waterfront where there's dozens of homemade craft like this, shanty boats, if you will, which get my fellow Buffalonians out on the water affordably and quickly.
In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.